Chapter 4 Physics and Chemistry. Stephen's father worked for many hours each day on his research into tropical diseases. He had a laboratory, and in the laboratory there was an insect home. An insect home is a big glass box. Insects live in it, and people can study them. Frank Hawking needed to study the insects for his work. Stephen liked to visit his father's laboratory. He enjoyed looking at things through the microscope. But he did not like the insects very much. These were dangerous insects, and they frightened him a little. Frank Hawking wanted his son to become a scientist and a doctor like him. But Stephen did not want to be a doctor. He had a very good maths teacher at school, and he thought about studying maths. But Frank was worried about this because he wanted Stephen to get a good job after university. He knew that there were jobs teaching maths, but he did not know if there were many other jobs for people with degrees in maths. Stephen enjoyed maths, but he was also interested in physics and chemistry too. Maybe he could study those at university. But he thought that physics at school was a bit boring because it was very easy for him. He liked chemistry more than physics because sometimes exciting things happened in the laboratory. Exciting things happened in the chemistry laboratory. In 1959, Stephen's father got an interesting research job in India. He took the family there for a year, but Stephen stayed in England because he needed to study for his school exams. He thought about university for a long time, and in the end, he decided to study physics and chemistry. He had to take exams for the University of Oxford too, and he slept badly the night before. He did not think that he did very well. After the exams, he went to Lucknow in India for the summer holidays with his family. The holidays were a bit more of an adventure than his parents planned. The Hawking family were using their car from England to travel across the country, and there was a lot of rain in India that summer. Often the roads had water on them, and sometimes the rain even washed the roads away. Stephen enjoyed his holidays, but he was still worried about his exams, and he was waiting to hear from the university. But there was good news at home for him after the summer. A letter from the University of Oxford. They wanted him to go there. He was only 17 years old. Most students start university at 18, and it was an exciting time for Stephen. Later, Stephen's mother, Isabel, remembered Stephen before he went away to university. "I always saw that Stephen wanted to get to the stars," she said. But the first year in Oxford did not go well for Stephen. Because he was younger than most of the students, he did not make many friends. He was also bored with his work. He did not think his studies were very interesting, maybe because they were too easy for him. In his second year at university, Stephen decided that he needed to make some friends. He started to go to the university boat club. He was quite small, so his job was to sit at the back of the boat and steer it. He had to shout to the other people in the boat while they did all the hard work. But it was an important job because he controlled the boat. The boats raced on the river in Oxford, and Stephen enjoyed the races a lot. He always wanted to win. Sometimes he got too excited and did not steer well, or he steered dangerously close to other boats. Once he steered the boat into another boat. But he made new friends at the club, and he was a lot happier. The university had some travel money for students, and Stephen wanted to go abroad again. So, at the end of his third year, he asked the university for some money to go to Turkey and Iran. "I wanted to go to Iran," he said later, "because it was a long way and the university might give me more money for a longer journey." The university agreed to give him the money, and in the summer of 1962, he travelled to Iran with a friend. It was an interesting journey, and Stephen learned a lot from meeting different people and visiting different countries. The two friends travelled across Asia by train and then by bus. The buses were very slow, and they did not just carry people. They carried sheep and chickens too. There were a lot of strange noises and smells on the bus. On the way home across Iran, something very dangerous happened. But Stephen and his friend did not understand it until later. There was a very bad earthquake. At the time, the bus was driving on a very bad road, and Stephen was feeling ill. So he and his friend did not feel the earthquake. Then the bus went off the road, and Stephen broke one of his ribs. "The bus has had an accident," they thought. They had no idea that it was because of an earthquake. This was the terrible Buin-Zara earthquake. 12,000 people died in it, and thousands of houses fell down. At first, Stephen and his friend knew nothing about the earthquake because they could not speak the language and nobody spoke English. They learned about the earthquake a week later in Istanbul, in Turkey. Stephen's rib did not hurt too much, and he and his friend were safe. But for 10 days, Stephen's family did not get any news from him, and they were very worried. They knew about the earthquake from the newspapers, but there were no mobile phones then. Stephen sent them a postcard from Istanbul, and they got it 10 days later. In his last year at Oxford, Stephen fell down some stairs. He was very worried because he was falling over quite often, and he decided to see a doctor. But the doctor was not worried. He thought that maybe Stephen was like many other students, and he just drank too much.